This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, October 26. Reflections of a Pilgrim. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 47. Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Your father and your brothers have come to you, and the land of Egypt is before you. Settle your father and your brothers in the best part of the land. Let them live in Goshen. And if you know of any among them with special ability, put them in charge of my own livestock." Then Joseph brought his father Jacob in and presented him before Pharaoh. After Jacob blessed Pharaoh, Pharaoh asked him, "How old are you?" And Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The years of my pilgrimage are 130. My years have been few and difficult, and they do not equal the years of the pilgrimage of my fathers." Then Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from his presence. So Joseph settled his father and his brothers in Egypt and gave them property in the best part of the land, the district of Ramses, as Pharaoh directed. Joseph also provided his father and his brothers and all his father's household with food, according to the number of their children. An old folk hymn proclaims, "I am a poor wayfaring stranger, while traveling through this world of woe." As Jacob settles once again in a place where he doesn't really belong, he has the opportunity to reflect on how his whole life has been a sort of journey. A journey made difficult at times by the effects of his own sins and his desire to manipulate his way into God's blessing. Many of us could offer a similar assessment of our lives. Like Jacob, we want to make things work out our way. Like him, our self-centeredness and sin complicate our walk with God and others. But God remains faithful. God isn't most interested in Jacob's geographic location. As the patriarch looks back, he begins to see that his life has been a pilgrimage, a series of temporary stops that have led him more deeply into God's grace. This humility gives Jacob the ability to bless others in a way that he has not been able to do when he lived mainly for himself. Where is God leading you? When you look around at this world of woe, look also for ways in which God has used difficulties to make his work in you clearer. And give thanks that all who humbly journey with Christ can look forward to their true home with him, received by grace. Pray with me. In the hymn, "Amazing Grace," we sing, "Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. Your grace, O God, is the only reason we have come safely thus far. Thank you for your promised grace to lead us home. In Jesus, amen."
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.